them things to think about and encourage them and uplift them?
Sure. I guess ever since I was a really little boy, like 3 or 4 years old, I told my mom that I was put here to inspire people. And she reminded me of that not too long ago. And I was like, really? And, you know,
really?
So, yeah.
You felt that way?
I did.
Were you that self-assured when you were young?
Well, you know, I probably didn't know how or why I said it, but or, you know, how I was going to do it. But 3 years ago, I moved here from Oregon to be near my son who lives in Truckee, and he's in high school now. And ever since I moved, it's just been an amazing kind of journey. I've had 5 books come through me.
Wow.
The movie.
Come,
you know,
through me. I like that. Come through me.
I'm just a conduit. And
I'm just a conduit.
Yeah. You know, the movie short, a bunch of other videos, and just workshops, presentations. It's been really fun. So I've been kind of doing a lot of self-growth myself as I move into this new chapter in my life.
Which is always true, isn't it?
Oh, we're always, yeah.
I mean,
always,
as you get to know yourself better and what you're capable of. And
for sure.
Yeah, and how you affect others.
Right.
So that's probably what you knew was how you affected people. Yeah?
Yeah, well, you know, it...
Somehow,
you know, people have said they enjoy...
Get off my bike, and he threw it down. Yeah, he said, hey, on. Gotcha.
For sure, right, right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you.
But what causes that? I mean, I'm still floundering around. I've been in radio. I've been here. I've been in the circus. I still don't feel. I don't know. I don't feel like a conduit. I don't feel like a conduit.
You
don't
feel like
all
a conduit either.
Good. That's good news.
I really truly believe we all have gifts, you know, and some people are tapping into them and some aren't. I believe you are, you know. And
some of the listeners out there might not agree with you.
Yeah, well, they're listening, right?
I don't know. I might just be talking to my mother.
I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, whether it's you're somebody like me who's maybe writing some books, mm-hmm, or doing some movies, what have you, or if you're just being the best parent you can be. If it's something that really calls to and you're doing it, then you're living your life's purpose.
But do you ever get confused? I mean, do you ever just all of a sudden say, "Why am I kidding myself? Why am I, you know, kidding myself? Why don't I go out and get a job on the railroad?"
What are you trying to do? Depress him?
No,
I want other people out there. I want, it's impossible to depress him.
Well,
I want other people out there to know that it doesn't happen on a steady, ongoing thing. I mean, I do feel like I'm doing what
I go through peaks and valleys too, absolutely,
yeah.
Sure.
Every now and then, though, I wonder, well, am I stupid? You know, things don't go the way you want them to go. You don't sell as many books as you think you're going to. Or
sure. You have three people show
that
up for a presentation.
Yeah.
You know, what have you.
How do you get through? Do you have one person call when you're talking about UFOs? No.
You know, everybody's different, but for me, I just know I'm supposed to be doing this, and I'm just...
What do you say? Just keep doing it?
I still keep moving forward.
If it feels good?
Yeah, some days there's baby steps, sometimes there's huge steps, you know, and as I continue to move forward, some really great connections have been made, and I know it's just a matter of time. I mean, I'm still trying to kind of figure out how to monetize things, and...
Do you have a writing background?
No.
Neither does JP, but he just writes like crazy.
You know...
It just happens, doesn't it?
It's kind of funny, yeah.
What do you mean by like crazy?
You write like crazy. Oh. Like crazy, like a fox.
Like crazy good or crazy, yeah, like
no,
like
crazy,
crazy
good.
Logo.
Crazy.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, I got to write. He's writing, writing. Everything that flows out of his head, you know, he's writing.
Sure.
You too?
You know, for the most part, I mean, I can't just like turn a switch on, but when creativity hits me, whether, you know, I've written a lot of children's stories and kind of inspirational poetry too, and it just, I'll get an idea and I'll just kind of start going with it and it just kind of comes out, but I can't just like flick it on and say, I'm going to go write right now. It's just like the books. I'll just get an idea and I'll just kind of get an outline for it and then I'll
just
start filling it in and it just comes.
Do you have a publisher?
No. The first book, Brian's List, which you're familiar with,
I
self-published.
I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, I was really blessed.
I love it.
My other books are ebooks. I just finished a really large book called Be Yourself to Free Yourself. If Brian can do it, I can do it. And I am looking for a publisher.
But that's what you just said. What he just said.
Be yourself to free yourself.
In the entrepreneurial world that the internet allows us to be, you can have an ebook, just an ebook. You can have a PDF file of your book.
Oh yeah,
and have people come to your website and download it.
It's easier than ever to write a book these days. I mean, there's a lot of self-publishing companies out there that do it as well. But,
I do think everybody has a book in them.
We all have stories.
We do, don't
we? Oh, for sure.
Well, there should be a publishing company called We All Have a Book in Us. And you could just line them up, you know?
Definitely.
You don't you think?
Have you heard of Smashwords?
No.
When you go home tonight, look up the website Smashwords.
Hey, don't leave our listeners hanging. What is it?
It's an ebook publication company.
Yeah.
You're nodding your head,
I believe I am on it, yes.
Okay, so there you go.
Brian, I think you're very inspiring, and I've thought that's just day one that I met you.
Thank you.
And we're glad to have you along. I want to talk a little bit about, you have a balancing workshop coming up next Wednesday?
Yeah, it's in Carson City at the Unity of the Sierra. It's called an introduction. I have many workshops and presentations that I do. The one I'm going to be doing next Wednesday is called An Introduction to Balance. And its main premise is to help the attendees gain self-awareness, because that's the first step in finding balance in our lives. You know, I'm going to explain to people why it's important to stay in balance, why we struggle with balance, and how we can kind of overcome that.
What is self-awareness?
Self-awareness, I believe, is a term that
Jesus used. I am, now, so you know, I am, I that I am, that I
we,
am.
When we have self-awareness, we can really begin to live a proactive life instead of a reactive life.
How so?
We're not just like self-aware and like everything's perfect. I mean, it's a gradual thing, like we all learn, correct? But as we become more self-aware, we learn what throws us out of balance, what we need to do to stay in balance, which in turn helps us live a more proactive life, reactive, you know, instead
so
of reactive.
So there's steps
life.
And techniques.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I mean, there's all kinds of things to stay in balance. And for what may work for you might be different for me, but yeah.
I think it's wonderful. So where's it? Next Wednesday? What time?
It's from 6 to 8 at the Unity of the Sierra. And if you go to my website under the events page, the address and all the information is located there.
Okay. BrianBenson.com?
GBrianBenson.com.
G. What does that stand for?
Gary.
Oh, Gary. Brian.
I go by my middle name now. Yeah.
Why is that?
My dad's name's Gary. I'm not a junior, but they've always called me by my middle name. So it's not like I'm trying to be a hoity-toity author and have a letter, you know, preceding my name that I go by.
Well, you are a hoity-toity author. You deserve it. And you sing and you play the guitar. And and check out his Guitar Man on YouTube. It's
also
fantastic.
It's on my website,
It's on his website. Yeah. It's about Reno. And you might even see yourself in that video.
It's possible.
I did relate. Thank you, Brian, for joining us. You'll come again?
Absolutely.
All right.
Whenever you want.
Yeah. We're looking forward to you.
Cheers.
All right, let's take our break because we have Joe and Cassandra here from Integrity Casting. They're crazy and I just love to have some fun with them. I hope they got Marcus with them. We'll see. You're with Broadview. We'll be right back.
The Buzz.
Cartlidge, Cartlidge & Company is the longest-running privately owned CPA firm in Northern Nevada. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They take pride in their commitment to help the local community and their clients with their specific needs. They specialize in professional tax services, IRS problem resolution, accounting, bookkeeping, financial, retirement, and all your investment services. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartlidge, Cartlidge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
So far, at least, the flu season is a little below average this winter. But as they say, it ain't over till it's over. Read the story at thenewhealthyreno.com right now. Thenewhealthyreno.com. It can help you stay healthy, fit, and happy. You read up on common health issues. You can check out profiles of local doctors. Plus, find a provider, too. It's all at thenewhealthyreno.com. That's healthyreno.com.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And thanks once again to Brian Benson, who's going to help you stay in balance. Go to his website, GBrianBenson.com. He's an amazing guy. So inspiring. Always happy. Got the greatest smile of life. He really does. And that segment of Better Living was brought to you by the Reno Sparks Local Business Co-op, now a member of the National Green Business Chamber of Commerce. Members of chambers all over the country are taking a pledge to be green, stay green, go green. That's members of the Reno Sparks Local Business Co-op.com. And now, he's here. Marcus is in the house. Sit down, Marcus. Hey there. Shake my hand. I saw you over... Oh, is it good luck, bad luck? Did you shake with your left hand?
Definitely.
Get on in that microphone, Marcus. I saw you over. You were doing a segment over at the Reno Town Mall for a casting call. We have our members here. Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hi. How are you?
You sweet man. And then Cassandra's over here. The beautiful, beautiful Cassandra. How are you, dear?
Good. How are you?
I love the both of you. Having fun over there?
Of course we are. We're here with you. We wouldn't have fun.
Well, you know what I love is your new business, Living the Dream. How's that going?
It's going amazing.
It's like
actually.
Wildfire, isn't it?
It is. It's spreading quicker and quicker, especially after our J.K. Metzger fundraiser.
Right, your red carpet, huh? You're going to have another one, though. Tell us quickly when.
We are having that on January 27th at Tronix Nightclub, which is 303 Kitsky Lane. The doors open at 10 p.m. Red carpet starts at 11, and we actually have Dr. Dre's son, Curtis Young.
I saw him. I met him. Gosh, what a nice guy.
We're excited to meet him.
Yes.
Up here.
It's going to be super. Okay, well, you got that coming up. I wish I would have had more time. I had so many guests today. I just kind of threw you in because this man over here was very amazing to me, Marcus. Marcus Woods. Is that right, Marcus?
Yes.
So happy to meet you. You had the most inspiring story that I've heard in a long time. Raised in Chicago, been through the system, separated from your siblings because of your mother's drug addiction, et cetera, et cetera. Just amazing how you've turned around and what's happened to you. I know you were put in prison because of a rape of your sister. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And that was pretty devastating. And through trying to protect her and make someone pay, which is an ugly thing, but it's real when you love and you've just been back with your sibling a short period. So it was really a pretty hard thing. And now you're having that overturned. You're going to be free and clear. No record at all.
Yeah, as of right now, it's not even showing up anymore.
How long were you in prison?
A long time.
No, how long? 2 years, 4 years?
Four.
4 years.
And I was fighting it in the county for about 8 months.
That's such a tough thing.
Yeah.
Especially when you know why you did and what you did. And it was so wrong to have spent all that time. But you didn't waste a minute of it, did you? Because now you're out and you're doing so many good things. Tell us about your charity.
My charity is called Cops vs. Robbers. And what I do with the charity is instead of us raising money for ourselves, we pick a different charity that's doing something in the community and we put a fundraiser on and raise money for them.
Gosh, that's so amazing. And you do it on your own.
Yeah.
It's not like it's an organized charity doing things, but you've got a lot of people helping you now, don't you? Because they believe in you.
Well, yeah, I had a couple fundraisers where the governor came and spoke. When the Gibbons was in office, Don Gibbons came and spoke a couple times. Mayor Bob Cashel.
Just amazed at your efforts. I am too. Like I say, I wish I had more time to talk to you, and I'm so glad that Joe and Cassandra brought you because I was very amazed at what a great young man you are and the things that you're doing now to help high-risk children, kids that don't have the life that they deserve or should have as young as you did and how you've come out of it, just shining colors. Now you're a rapper, huh?
Yeah.
Doing rap? Yeah?
I'm an MC. I'm an artist.
Yeah, you are. I heard you rap over there, too. And how do you come up with that? I mean, is that just from in your heart that it just falls out? I know you're rhythmatic anyway, but.
Some of it come from my experiences. Some of it come from the pain. Some of it come from the joyful times in my life. And some of it comes from I have a unique ability to live in the future before it happens.
What do you mean?
For instance, Live Your Dreams is managing me now.
Oh, you are, Joe and Cassandra? Oh, you're lucky. Look at you jump on a winning bandwagon.
Oh,
that's
course.
What you did.
Cassandra got us involved with him. So we're excited to be helping him out.
Where did you meet him, Cassandra?
Well, Marcus doesn't remember, but he actually performed at Tronix Nightclub, and he had the crowd going, and I was just like, wow, he's a very talented man.
Yeah, he is. He is very talented.
But, you know, me and her have we had several talks and stuff like that. And then I sat down and had talks with her and Joe, and
you're on the same page.
We got this whole vision. And so the vision that we're looking at, I'm living it in my mind. Like, I feel like if I sit here and talk about I want to be good at basketball, but don't actually try to live it, then it won't push me or persuade me to actually go out and do what I got to do to be good at what I want to be good at. And so
that's how you're inspiring people, Marcus, young people.
Well, yeah, a lot of the young kids look up to me out here because of the fact that, you know, they have a lot of people who've never been through nothing that come and talk to them. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to tell you what to do when you never experienced it.
Yeah.
And so I could connect with them just like I connected with, you know, Joe. he told me that there's a lot, their life haven't been easy either. So we all coming from a hard background, and we all trying to, you know, be on that beach with the black sand.
Life is hard to get through. And if you have strikes against you, if which God help us, if our parents can't, that makes it even harder. And we all go through that. I did too as a child, you know, had a lot of tough times, hard background, and you learn how to smile and you learn how to praise what's happened to you. And when you do praise it and cherish it and embrace it, you become a human being like you, Marcus.
Well, I just leave it in, I kind of put it in God's hands, you know. I was, when I was incarcerated, there was a, you know, how they had a preachers come in and talk to you.
Yeah.
I was so upset because I felt like I was in there for something I shouldn't have been in there for.
Exactly. Yeah.
And,
anger.
And I was angry. You know, I stayed angry. I was in a hole for about two of them years because I just was always fighting and stuff. But, the pastor came and talked to me in the hole, and he, and I told him, like, man, if God has loved me, like you said, dude, why am I in here?
Why is he putting me through this?
And so, he's like, do you pray? And I'm like, man, I pray every day. Like, get me out, get me out. And so, and you know, he told me something that stuck with me, and I've used it, and I see that it's true. He said that the reason my prayers wasn't answered is because I kept telling God about the problem. I kept complaining about the problem. I kept dwelling on the problem. And the problem got so big that it was bigger than God. And so he told me, from now on, when I pray, don't tell God about the problem. Tell the problem about God.
Oh, that's excellent. I just got goosebumps.
And so when I started doing that, I pray and leave it alone. I was like, God, because I had to go to two separate parole boards. I had 2 years running separate. So if they gave me, if they dumped me the first one, I would have did two more years.
Oh,
but
gosh.
I prayed to God on the first one. He gave it to me. I made it out. I prayed to God on the second one. He gave it to me and let me out.
Are you living here now in Reno?
Yeah.
Will you come back again on Broadview? I really want to talk to you some
more. If they bring me.
They bring you. They will bring you. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Cassandra.
Thank you for having us.
And I just got to take you out because we lost quite a treasure this week. Etta James, one of my favorites. And I'm going to leave you with her most fantastic song of all time. And it is played at every wedding ever in the whole world, always. Miss Etta James, we will miss you. You are listening to KBZZ, Sparks Reno. Thank you, JP.
Thank you.
Badlands. My love has come along. My lonely days are over. Was wrapped up in clover. The night I looked at you, I found a dream that I could speak to.
CBS News, I'm Jim Frisula.